We're doing Na'avat Chesed. We're up to the 20th chapter, the second section, the final paragraph. And we'll just fill in a footnote that we skipped last time. The Chafetz Chaim had warned, he said, look, the Torah tells you not to spend more than 20% on any mitzvah. So how much more so can we infer from this that we shouldn't waste our money on false honor, on things that are imagined? You assume, wow, people will value me if only I wear that kind of shirt. It blew me away. I was in a shul 2 days ago, davening mincha, and no one put in the 2 shekel it takes to turn on the air conditioning, and the shul is sweltering hot. And I look around me, and I see shirts that each shirt there must have cost 150, 200 shekel a shirt. Shirts like I never saw before. Like, you know, all kinds of fancy nuances that I never saw before. And I'm asking myself, people can afford 200 shekel shirts, but they can't afford to put the 2 shekel to turn on the air conditioning? That was a new one for me, yeah.
Contrary example. What? So the shoe was made up of engineers, high-tech engineers, so all stepped up, calculated how much this schmaltz, and they gave the money to the company.
So the Chafetz Chaim adds in the footnote, "Uvanashim keilu ein yodeim sheyachetzlam hachtakanta dusha klal. Ayen b'shabbat mar v'yochanan lo shanu, aval kegon anu, v'ayen b'rashi sham v'duk." So he says, there are those people who wear all kinds of fancy clothing. And I don't know if they have that limitation of don't spend more than 20% because they're wasting their money on everything else. So I'm not sure if they have that limitation. Chazal say, don't spend more than 20% on tzedakah. But then he's going to spend the other 80% on shtuyot. Is that what Chazal wanted? He said, who says? I'm not even sure that they have that limitation if they're going to spend the other money on foolish things. Further, I wanted to say one more thing. People who are careful to give a tithe and a fifth of all their... of all their profits, gadol arbe tzidkatam yoter motam shnotnim sach tzedaka afilu im yitnu kmotam. They have a much greater piety than those who just give charity, even if they end up giving the same amount. Mipnei she'elu anotnim stam tzedaka yishnam rak mitzvah tzedaka. Because if people just give charity without an accounting, so then they only have the mitzvah tzedaka. Aval ha'esek shneim ein bo yitron al zulatam. But their business is no different than anyone else's business. But if someone says, my business has a partnership with God, Lord and Taylor, my profit is divided. 10% of my profit goes to charity. So then, then the business is a business that has a partnership with a mitzvah. ובפרט אם בית שקיבל על עצמו מצוות מעשר וחומש חשב אז כדי שכל פעולותיו יהיה בהם חלק לשם. And especially if a person, when he decided he's giving the tithe or the fifth, he thinks to himself and says, I'm doing this so that whatever I do has a portion that's dedicated to Hashem. מה יפה חלקו ומנעים גורלו. How beautiful is his portion, how pleasant is his lot. And with that, the Chafetz Chaim concludes this long chapter we've been doing for a number of months now. This long chapter about the laws of a tithe and the laws of a fifth, and he concludes with this final thought that if you're a constant, if that's a part of your life, then what you've, in effect, what you've done is you've transformed your business and your income to a partnership with Hashem, to a partnership with mitzvot.